Winnie and Wilbur, The Amazing Pumpkin, written by Valerie Thomas and illustrated by Corky Paul. Winnie the Witch ate lots of vegetables.
Oh, I love them.
She liked broccoli,
cauliflower, cabbage,
and parsnips.
Parsnips, oh! Oh, pardon me.
She really liked peas, carrots, beans, potatoes,
delicious,
and spinach. But she loved pumpkin.
Pumpkin is my favourite.
She loved pumpkin soup.
I love it.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin.
And pumpkin scones.
Wilbur.
With pumpkin seeds on top.
Oh, yes, Wilbur. What about that?
But most of all, she loved roast pumpkin.
Roast pumpkin.
Wilbur, her big black cat, liked pumpkin soup if it had lots of cream stirred in. Every Saturday morning, Winnie would jump onto her broomstick.
Oh, very comfy.
Wilbur would jump onto her shoulder.
Come along, Wilbur.
And they would zoom off to the farmer's market to buy their vegetables.
Yes.
That was easy.
Easy peasy. Oh, lovely.
But it wasn't so easy coming home.
Wilbur, sit still. Stop wiggling the broomstick, Wilbur.
It is hard to balance on a broomstick with a cat, pumpkins, and lots of other vegetables.
Ah!
Oops! Brussels sprouts and tomatoes rained down on the market.
Oh no, my Brussels!
Splat! Squelch!
Oh, me tomatoes! Oh, look out below!
It's raining pumpkins! Watch out!
Oh, I've lost all me veg!
Ooh, ow! Who threw that?
Blithering broomsticks!
Shouted Winnie. And then she had a good idea.
Aha! I know. I'll grow my own vegetables,
she said. So Winnie dug a big vegetable patch in her garden. Wilbur helped.
Oh, come along, Wilbur, you lazy cat.
She planted lots and lots of vegetables.
Oh, this is hard going, I tell you.
She watered the plants and pulled up the weeds. Wilbur helped.
Wilbur, where is that cat?
But the plants grew very slowly.
No, this is far too slow.
And when they did grow, the caterpillars and snails and rabbits ate them.
Oh, these plants are lovely.
You lot, get off me veg.
See them off, Wilbur.
Oh, dear,
said Winnie.
Gardening is hard work. I'll try a spell to help my garden grow.
She waved her magic wand, shouted,
Abracadabra!
And nothing happened.
Oh dear. Bother!
Said Winnie.
That didn't work. I'll go and look in my big book of spells. Yes. That's the answer.
Winnie went inside just a minute too soon. Outside, the spell began to work. Inside, it was very dark.
Oh, I can't see a thing.
Winnie tripped over Wilbur.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry, Wilbur,
said Winnie.
I didn't see you. It's so dark, there must be a storm on the way.
Yes, very dark.
She looked out of the window.
It wasn't
a storm.
There was no storm in sight.
It was Winnie's garden.
Oh, it's me garden.
The vegetables were growing so fast they covered all the windows.
Oh, Wilbur, look at this! Oh, the veg!
I'd better go out and stop the spell,
Winnie said. But the door wouldn't open.
Oh, come on, door!
An enormous cabbage was in the way. Winnie rushed upstairs, climbed out of the bathroom window, and slid down a giant beanstalk. Wilbur climbed down behind her.
Come on, Wilbur.
This is fun, he thought. Until he met a giant caterpillar.
Hello.
Wilbur.
Everything in Winnie's garden was enormous. Gigantic.
Huge.
Stupendous.
Oh, I'll say.
A beanstalk was growing up into the clouds.
Well, it can't get much bigger than that.
The cabbages were as big as cows. The rabbits were bigger than cows.
Oh, I don't like the look of those rabbits.
An immense pumpkin vine was curling around Winnie's house.
Wilbur, look at that.
And there, on the roof, was a huge pumpkin.
Oh, my word. Oh, no,
shouted Winnie.
The pumpkin will squash my house. Oh, yes, it's far too heavy.
She waved her magic wand, but just as she shouted,
Abracadabra!
The gigantic pumpkin crashed to the ground.
Oh, that was close, oh dear.
Winnie's enormous, stupendous garden shrank back to the way it was before.
Thank goodness.
But the pumpkin that had broken off the vine was still a massive, monstrous, amazing pumpkin.
Look at the size of it, Wilbur.
Winnie chopped a doorway into the pumpkin. She made pumpkin pies.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin scones.
Scones.
Pumpkin soup with cream for Wilbur.
Oh, Wilbur.
And an enormous dish of roast pumpkin.
Oh, roast pumpkin.
But there was still lots of pumpkin left.
We have loads of pumpkin left.
So she put a notice on the gate.
I know. Yes.
Roll up, roll up. Get your free pumpkin here.
You're nice. Free pumpkin.
How lovely.
People came with their bowls and baskets and even wheelbarrows.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Here we are.
I'm so hungry.
Where's that grub? Oh, you can eat the whale.
Wow, look at that.
And soon the pumpkin shell was empty.
For me.
Oh, that's better. It's all gone now.
What shall I do with the pumpkin shell?
Wondered Winnie.
I don't know. I have to think. It would make a good house, but I already have a house. One of my friends once changed a pumpkin into a coach, but that was for a special occasion, and the horses might be a problem.
Then Winnie had a wonderful idea.
I know.
Yes,
she said.
That's exactly what it looks like,
she said.
Of course!
She waved her magic wand, stamped her foot, shouted,
Abracadabra!
And there, in Winnie's garden, was a bright orange helicopter.
Ah, Weaver, look at that! Perfect!
So now, when Winnie and Wilbur go to the market,
yippee!
Winnie can buy as many pumpkins as she likes.
Lovely.
And flying home in a helicopter is lots of fun.
Oh, it's such fun. Oh, come on, Wilbur. It's a lovely way to travel.